Okay, Parakeet Tavu. It's all about the Torah. All about all these disasters, terrible things are going to happen. Famine, plague, enemies, death, destruction. It's awful. In the middle of that, there's a famous pasuk in there. And this starts beforehand. All these curses will come upon you. They'll chase after you. They'll overcome you until you're destroyed. Because you didn't listen to the voice of God. To listen to his commandments, that he commanded you. And these curses will be a sign, a symbol among you, and to your children forever. Because you did not serve God with joy and full heart, goodness of the heart from having everything. We know that, and we learn there that it's important to serve Hashem b'simcha. Not to serve Hashem, we should be happy about it. Famous Maharan, Mitzvah Gedol Liyo b'simcha Tamid. We all know the song, right? It's got bear, la'archikat food to eliminate sadness, b'maran, bitterness, marashchara, and black bile, right? And bitterness, b'kol with all of your strength. And the Gemara says that's why there was Shira with the Avodah. They would sing. And the Ramana says, how do you know that there's a mitzvah of Shira? Because it says, Tachlis because you didn't serve Hashem. Obviously, there's a requirement to serve Hashem b'simcha. What kind of avodah has joy? Famous is Shira. Right? We should sing. That's proof. I should be happy when I'm doing the mitzvah. Torah, maybe the Gemara adds, maybe it should be Torah, because Torah makes you happy. Torah makes you happy. No, they may give you simcha but tuv leva, tov lo, it doesn't use a pasuk of tov lev. That's shira. To be really happy, you got to be singing. You should be singing while you do your mitzvot. And that's a very drash, very chassidic way of looking at the pasuk, but it seems very extreme. That Hashem should say that, okay, all these terrible things are going to happen, all this death, all slavery, the rape, the cannibalism that he's describing, this is terrible. Happening because you're not happy enough. Right? But it's not lo avata Hashem, it's lo avata b'simcha. What is that? Do you really need to be happy the whole time? So when you look at the way the Torah Tumim looks at this, because Torah Tumim is bothered by it. I've quoted this a couple of times, the Tosefta Bracha by Bracha Levi Epstein, collection of his essays after he wrote the Torah. Avodas Hashem. So serving Hashem with joy, a smile on your lips, a song in your heart. Gavoha. It's a pretty high level. Zochim ba rak yichidei segula. That only a few people who are really lucky get to merit to actually have that level. Sridim yachidim, only a limited few, a Yeshua Mishnei Hashem can say that they're sitting before Hashem. Most of us complain about how much work Yontif is. It happens. We're not all at the level of just, Baruch Hashem, Pesach's here, I can clean. Erechin, right, as we talked about, is what Voda Bishop of Shira, that the Levim would sing. We don't all sing while we're doing any of that. For most people, yesh mehem ovdim b'tmimut, there are people who serve, just do everything perfectly. Mikoach mitzvah, of course, God commanded it. Mitzvah Hashem, right? You say, God commanded, I'm going to do it. That's fine. Yesh ovdim b'riyira, there are those who do mitzvah because of fear. Yira to onesh. Okay, I believe in God. I believe all these terrible things are going to happen if I don't. So I'm going to serve Hashem. I don't want to get punished. I don't want the bad stuff. It's something. It may not be the simcha. So no matter how you do it, hem gidrei avoda. All of those are defined as avoda. Rosh Katuv, as the pasuk says, Masha Mokecha Shoel Meimach. What does God ask of you? Im lirat Hashem Mokecha. You should fear Hashem, right? Yirat Hashem. Doesn't say simcha b'Hashem. That's what Hashem asks. It's the degree of yira. That's enough. Amru, and they said. Then the Gemara famously says, "Gadol ha'oseh mi'ava yoter mi'oseh mi'ir." It's better to serve Hashem from Ava. Zumi is this level of simcha. But here, it's better than yira. They're better than out of fear. Says ze oved me'ava zuchto tului be'alfei dorot. Because if you're serving Hashem from out of love, then the zechut lasts for 1,000 generations. Alpayim dor or something like that. I remember the exact pasuk. Says she oved me'ira. But if you're serving Hashem out of fear, you don't want to be punished. You just want the reward. Please zechuto. Then your merit lasts for 1,000 generations. Okay, so I was greater, but 1,000 generations is a pretty long time. That's not a bad thing. Right? I call panim the gamma osem yira zuchu gadol. Right? Serving Hashem from yira still has the zechut there. Lachain, kama kashom. So therefore, it's really hard to say. Ki zeh she'enu magia lemadregat avada v'simcha. That if you're not at the point where you're serving Hashem v'simcha, with joy, but you're doing everything right. Mechuyu of mitzvah, because you feel obligated, or meira from the sixth, or fear, tacholah v'tochacha, and then the tochacha will apply. All these terrible things happen if you don't feel serve Hashem v'simcha. Lo zeh nitin marklo, and we can't say that. Okay, so what is takashu avadat Hashem melkecha b'simcha p'ulei v'mirav kol mi? Says, you know, from Tehillim, we have two models for serving Hashem: ibdu Hashem b'simcha, bo'lo fanav birna. Now we know that pasuk. But a similar pasuk: ibdu Hashem b'ira, v'gilu b'rada, and then, you know, celebrate your terror, the fear. That's still a level of serving Hashem. So why is the pasuk imply that you're going to get these all these awful things for getting that wrong, for serving Hashem for the wrong reasons? So continues says, you know, we're parsing this pasuk wrong. And it says Tacha shel avad Hashem olkecha b'simcha. It doesn't mean, of course, you did not serve Hashem with joy, but your lo avadat Hashem was with joy. You did not serve God with joy. You liked violating the Torah.
Oh.
Okay, so lo avadat Hashem olkecha, when you did that, that was b'simcha.
Oh.
I said a little bit differently. So now if I that obviously is a bad thing, right? I like violating. I was really glad about doing this. Okay, Nira. So if you listen up, Pasuka Zeb, that really when I read the other way around, Yeshira Kamoshi Hatu, that it's like it had said, Takara share besimcha lo avaratet Hashem. That you enjoyed not serving Hashem. Kita Sameach Mashlo Avarata. Moshe Amru, but Amnon ben Menashe. An example of the Gemara talks about Amnon, so Menashe Melch Yehuda, she'amaseh b'navigol nefesh. He did some terrible, disgusting things. Amrulon, they asked Ma'im yesh lecha hanami maseh kiyor zeh, and he asked him, "Do you actually enjoy doing these terrible things that you're doing?" I didn't actually. We should look up exactly what those terrible things are, but I suspect they'll be not safe for work. But they asked him, "Do you actually like the Heshiv?" And he answered, "No, Kluminayose ela hachise bori. No, I don't really enjoy it, but I'm doing it because I want to get God mad." Okay, this is
Recognizes God as existing.
right. So that's why I'm going to get to that point. This is okay. This is a terrible thing. It makes God angry. I could say extremely angry. I could say I'm going out to the extreme. So this, excuse me, that level of besimcha lo avat Hashem, that's the only who's worthy of the tochacha of this curses. Gil Gemara Ashon Hamumar Lahakis, someone who is a heretic in order to anger God. The Eino Kapara has no forgiveness. Okay, but the truth is to say that that's as you just pointed out, that's not the worst sin against God.
Hey.
Right? That's famous Eloi Zel. The opposite of love is not indifference. Is not, start that again. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Okay? The opposite of faith is not heresy, it's indifference. Because faith and heresy really go together, because at least here he recognizes God, right? The way Rashi
Yeah.
describes Nimrod. Yodei ribono mitkaven Nimrod bo. It's through Yodei ribono, right? Still acknowledges God's existence, trying to rebel, but there's room to get better. Because he said, because Tamiva says is another way of reading it that still parses it that way, but translating it wrong, of what it means to be tachat Hashem, tachat shelo avadat Hashem, tachat shelo avadat Hashem el kecha b'simcha. It is saying, as I didn't serve God, but, you know, the way Karn translates it, requested that wouldn't not serve the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness in the heart and for the abundance of all things. And we're going to have to do some grammar here. So it says with. So the English word with in that sentence has two different meanings. And I add that native speakers of English never think about this because we use prepositions automatically, you have no idea. But you're trying to learn it. You know, which prepositions go where? It's impossible. Okay? Because I looked up what the terms are. With can be commutative, which means going together. I go to the store with my wife, that's together. In the company of. Or can mean instrumental, meaning by means of. I hit the ball with a bat.
Oh, interesting.
Two different meanings of the word with that no one ever thinks about.
Right.
Okay? So here it's obvious, you know, serve that God with joyfulness is instrumental. Doesn't mean me and Simcha serve God together, right? Idu Hashem bisimcha doesn't mean not with God, with Simcha, or I served Hashem and Simcha. There it means by means of Simcha. That's what with there means. So the bet there, however, in Hebrew also has two meanings. But not the same two. Has multiple meanings. Okay? So the bet can be instrumental, which is the way we're reading it, right? Like bizet apechet alechem, through, via well, the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread, by the sweat of your brow. So that's the meaning of with here, but it also means in, or among, which is usually we translate the bet as meaning in. So that's the way to read it here. Okay, it's not that you soon serve Hashem with your joy. Wait, so Art Scroll translate, I think, correctly in the way the Torah Communion puts it, but you do not serve Hashem your God amid gladness of goodness. Not that you weren't happy when you served Hashem, but when you while you were in a state of happiness, you weren't serving Hashem. When everything was abundant.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Meaning, and that's the thing continues. So I want to take it straight the way we've been translating, parsing it this way. When I say that, bisimcha, does not mean via, by, with simcha, but it means in a state of. But it translates as kmo me simcha me to live up, when I have out of my goodness and to live up. Says when you had stuff, when you were happy, you weren't serving Hashem. So
it's like bisman simcha.
Right. So that's what I mean. Amid, you know, you are in a state of simcha and you're not serving Hashem. That's bad. And this is parallel to what it said in Parshat Ekev, which we'll quote here. It says, Yishem lechem, petikach tishkad Hashem lechech. Be careful that you don't forget God. And that then you don't do his mitzvot, mishpatav, and commandments, v'kotav, and laws, asher elohim asav v'chayom, that I command you today, and be careful, don't forget God. Pentochal v'sabata. Lest you end up eating and being satisfied, but tim tovim tim neva yashabta, you'll build lots of nice houses, you'll sell down, b'kar v'chal son your b'yun, you'll have cattle and sheep, the kesef zahav of your malach, you'll have lots of money, v'lashel chal your bel, you'll have lots of stuff. And you become proud. And in that state of having all everything you want, you'll forget God. And if you do forget God in this case, and go after other gods, serve them. Then and I testify to you today, you'll be destroyed. So the lesson here is that it's understandable if you don't fulfill mitzvot when times are hard. Hashem can forgive you for that. You're spending all your time effort just to survive. Yes, you should sacrifice and not work on Shabbos no matter what. But if it's understandable if you're not. You can't make a living if you're not. Okay? It's understandable if you're not in a state of simcha either. You're depressed, anxious. You can't think about anything. You don't have the mental energy to do anything. That's understandable. And that's the Gemara says that. Yizera says, Anus Rachmana Patre. Fundamental.
I took the opposite of besimcha in this explanation to mean when you're in trouble, that you turn to God then, when you need something and you're scared, and then you turn to God. But when you have everything you need, you think it's yours and not, you don't serve God.
Yeah, I think that can happen, but I'm saying that the to th this is the tocha is if you're not serving God. And if you're not serving God, yes, you can get
Simcha, right.
entitled to
If you're
trouble.
only serving God when you need him,
Then that's a problem. Okay.
then
I
that's
mean,
a
I
problem.
think these go together. That you I'm looking at it as being that Hashem's willing to forgive you if you're not serving him in times of trouble. And
Right.
you're saying
That's a
you may
little
end up doing
different.
that too. But
Right.
both
That's
of those are
different.
true.
Right.
Both of
Because
those are
I'm
true.
saying, yeah, you are serving him in times of trouble. Am I
Okay.
twist?
I
You're
think we have the
serving him
same
in
place
times
is
of
that.
trouble. But not when you have everything, then you forget about them.
Right. Okay. So I think we end up in the same place
A
that when
little
you're
different,
when
but it's a lot of, yeah.
Okay, but in terms of that, when you things are good, and then you
Right.
don't serve Hashem,
Right.
then you're in trouble.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Okay, and you're right. When your things are not
Right.
good, there are two different approaches you can take.
Right.
You can
But
either serve
yours is better.
Hashem, good.
Right.
If you're not serving Hashem, it's anus rachmana patre in the sense that God forgives them, you don't have a choice. But if you're besimcha, v'tuv levav, me'rov kol, when you're in a state of simcha and you have everything. And you're having a great mood, and you figure I don't need Hashem. That's what you said, right? I got it made. I got everything. That's a famous joke about the parking spot. You know the joke,
Yeah.
right, Philip, Janet?
Janet,
You know the joke about the parking spot? Guys,
I
driving
understand.
in.
I live in New York, so I can't understand praying.
Okay. Then Hashem's avot to me do. And say that's what the punishments of the Tocha are. They're not so much punishments, they're withdrawal of providence. You say, okay, Hashem, I got this made. I got this on my own. I don't need you. Hashem says, fine, you're on your own. The Rambam says that the stuff we have, this is there from Hilchos Tshuva, which is a good thing doing that. I talk about it in Elul, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lana Torah zu Eitz Chaim. The Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah, which is the tree of life, called Seh, called Ketuvah. And if you do what's in it, v'yod o, de gemurah, nechonah, and you understand it, zinzocha ba'al ha'chayim haba, and you'll get chayim haba. That's the reward. But the fee, godol ma'asav, godol chachmato, zocha, and as great as your deeds and your understanding of Torah, that's your reward, but that's olam haba. Evit the Torah, Shem Nasa Taba Simcha Tuvat Nefesh, and if we do that again, when we are happy and have good enough, and I'll read the same way, and we are glad and we are satisfied, tamid, then we guide ourselves according to its wisdom. Hashem promises Hashem's going to take away the things that keep us from fulfilling the Torah. Meaning, going holy like sickness, with milchama and war, ra'av and famine, because of Ahem. That's what reward in this means is not in this world, is to keep those are the things that would keep us from serving Hashem, because we got to concentrate on, was kind of the way I was saying that we've got to work all
Yeah.
on say, keeping ourselves alive, then I can't serve Hashem adequately. I may be praying to him, which is your point, but I'm really stuck with that. Not really be able to do the mitzvahs ideally if I don't have the money to buy food, and I'm not going to buy a nice lulav.
Well, that's the whole idea of aim terribly, kemah, or something like that.
That's true. So that Hashem telling us that, okay, so if you do the mitzvah, then I'm going to take away these things that keep you from serving me at you ideally. You'll be able to afford a nice lulav,
Oh.
and right? If you serve me, Hashem's saying, right? And Hashem will give us the tools to allow us to keep the Torah. Sova, we'll be satisfied. Mishal, my peace. Rabbo Kesef, Zav, we'll have money in order to be able to fulfill the Torah. So they want to spend all our time on the bare necessities. But we'll have time to sit quietly. We'll be able to sit and learn Torah at 6 in the morning or 10 at night, depending on how you want to do that. We'll be able to afford computers and Zoom. We'll invent the internet. It's going to be wonderful. And so that we can do the mitzvah so we will get to the point of all. So that's the way to understand all the bracha and kolot that's in the Torah. The Torah never talks about olam haba. The Torah talks about, right, you do the right thing, you're going to have sheep and cattle and peace. If not, you'll have war and slavery. If you serve Hashem b'simcha, in that term that we're using here, and, right, and you keep Hashem's ways, then Hashem will provide these brachot, and will keep it, take away these curses. And you will have the time to sit. In a Rambam sense, you'll be a philosopher and sit and think about Torah, lasokba, and to do all the things, so that you will merit the ultimate reward. And you'll be, have this goodness forever. This world is good. You'll exist for a long time in the world that is entirely law. In other words, the things we have in this world are not gifts or are not rewards. They're venture capital financing for a mission in life. God gives you a seed capital and then comes to the next round and says, okay, what have you done with it so far? You don't do anything with the financing, you're not going to get anything in the next round. One of my nephews is an entrepreneur in California, and he's talking about, you know, getting venture capital, right? You gotta show something. You know, if someone gives you $1 million, you gotta actually hire people, show you've made some progress into getting this, and you get your $10 million. And eventually you get the IPO, and that's the Olam Haba buyout when you actually get the reward. Getting the extra $1 million this year is not the reward. If you take that money and just retire with it, and come back and want it back. So these punishments of Tocha are not miraculous. Okay, there's not fire and brimstone from heaven. It's not being struck down. It's war and famine. These are all things that happen. And I will give some examples of this idea of naturalistic punishments in Tanakh. The idea is that these are things that would happen if Hashem wasn't protecting us. And then
I thought there was a thing that for Jewish people, that we're basically guaranteed to reach Olam Haba as long as we don't do like any of these like cardinal sins or something like that.
Yes, Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechelak Olam Haba, except for the bad stuff there. And how the Rambam deals with that, and he's obviously saying that there are levels of reward that you can get in Olam Haba. And I don't know enough to say what that means.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what Olam Haba is, but I can tell you what having enough money to afford a lulav means. And that's what we're saying that is. These are not so much rewards for your mitzvot, but the opportunity to do more mitzvot. You have that money, that is for that purpose there. Hashem is protecting you in order to be able to do those mitzvot. The example we have here in Bamidbar, I quoted this earlier in the Tanakh Shir, that when Bnei Yisrael, as they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, they doubt Hashem, but Deber Hashem, Belokim, Moshe. They start talking about against Hashem and Moshe. They said, "Lama Hitunim Mitzrayim, why do you take us out of Egypt? Lamupa Mibar, we're going to die here. In Lechem, in Maim, there's no bread, there's no water. Nafshina Katzab, Lechem, Lakokel, and we're just sick of this literally light bread, right? The man is wonderful, but it's miraculous, but I'm just sick of it. We've been eating it for 40 years. We need something else." So it says, by Yishalach Hashem ba'am atenachetshim hasrafim. And it says, by Yishalach, which if it said by Yishlach, it would mean sent. By Yishalach means to let go. Like Shalach atami with a dagesh in the PL. And this is first there. Okay. Shlach means to send, but shaleach, the PL means to let something go, to leave in its natural way. Okay, so Vaishalach Hashem ba'amat and Hashem asrafim. Hashem let the snakes go. And they bit the people, and they died. So that's what he said. Here, God, not that God sent serpents, not just sent, say, okay, here's a bunch of serpents in this thing. He says, let them go. They'd always been there. They're walking, they're wandering through the wilderness. There are snakes there. Hashem had kept them back.
What is that word, seraphim? Hanechashim has seraphim? Is that the same spelling as the seraphim in the. Oh,
yes.
No, those. It's the same spelling?
Yeah, so seraph means burning. So angels of fire, I guess, in the sense of the seraphim. Here it's burning snake. I mean, venomous snakes. Right? And whether the seraphim had the form of snakes, I don't know, they had six wings and a man with it.
Rabbi Foreman would have fun with that. The seraphim here and the seraphim there.
Yeah. And you can make a big deal about that. We've talked about the Nesher and the Nachash and the, how those are connected and as being part of the Pruvim. Have whether it's a Nashach and yes. Here I'm just going to translate as venomous snakes. The burning poison. And I leave it to you to put that in there.
Because they're biting them, so
right.
That makes sense.
But the idea is it's by Inshallah.
I mean, Yossi Ravinsky got stung by a scorpion when he was on a camping trip. And he said that hurt like blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
So I'm sure.
Okay, but you survive. Okay, so that's that. So if God's protecting you from scorpions, right now, Midbar, Gadol, Nachash, Saraf, Biakrav, as described there, that's what Hashem's doing. Hashem is basically, this wasn't so much punishing him as saying, okay, you don't like my protection, my rules, my laws, fine. You're out there in the middle of the wilderness. Let's see how long you survive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the idea of this sort of natural. That's what the Tocha is. If Hashem's not protecting Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to be overrun by millions of foreign nations.
I was in Petra for one day in August, and I almost didn't make it back.
From the heat or from the snakes?
From the heat.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, and I went down there on an air-conditioned bus, and I went back on an air-conditioned bus, so I basically was outside for, I'll say, 5 hours. But that almost put me over the edge. I mean, I was dead from that.
So Baruch Hashem, Hashem has given you
air conditioning.
The ability, you remember the species that can invent air conditioning, okay? That's your, right, that is Hashem's gift that has kept you, that is your besimcha tuvlevav. Serve Hashem there or we're going to lose it, okay? Another example, this is in Malachim, when after the northern kingdom Yisrael is exiled and King of Ashur brings in all these foreign nations to live there. They have this whole population exchange. King of Ashur brings all these foreigners. Israel sells them in the cities of Shamron, the northern kingdom, in the place of Israel. They inherit it. They settle in the cities. And they didn't serve Hashem there. Same thing. Hashem let the lions go.
Mm-hmm.
And they would kill them. Wild animals are a thing. So that we have the same positions that if we were not serving Hashem, b'simcha, tuvlevav, and rovkol, when we have what we need, then you have no excuse for your lack of avodah Hashem, and Hashem will say, fine, you're on your own. And that's what the tochacha really are, is that saying that, okay, that if we don't have this constant active protection of Hashem, then we're completely lost.
But Danny, is this Nevuah from Moshe?
Did I say that again?
Because is this Nevuah from Moshe? Because he's not going in with them, but he's warning them about all this stuff.
Right.
But he's also saying this will happen.
Okay, right. Okay, so this is the Nevuah that says this will happen. But it doesn't say it will. It says v'im, right? If you lo tishmu b'shem Hashem Elokim. If you don't listen, then this will happen.
When it says v'ki, that means when.
Right, but the beginning of the parsha starts with an im. It's an im.
Okay.
Right, you do have the, let's go far inside. Right, if you listen to Hashem, then you'll get all these good things. Some said, you know, that you'll have your animals, your sheep, your baskets will be full. That's great. And you'll win wars, etc. And then, again, if you don't listen, then all the bad things happen. And that's Takah Shalo Avat Hashem Akecha B'Simcha V'Tuleibav. Because you didn't serve Hashem when you had the good things that you were given. So Hashem is going to say, no more financing. Now you're a homeless person in San Francisco. And that's the lesson of what Avodat Hashem B'Simcha. Yeah, midrashically, you should be happy when you do your mitzvot. But the other way is, when you aren't happy, you should serve Hashem. And if you don't, then you're in trouble.
Where's the pasuk we began with?
Over here.
Oh, here it is.
Tachashulavat.
Oh, so it doesn't say Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. It says,
no.
Is there another pasuk?
Yeah, Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. Those are pesukim from Tehillim.
Oh, that's Tehillim.
Tehillim, right. I did that because Tehillim says both. There's Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha and Ivdu et Hashem b'yirah.
Yeah.
I said both are valid ways of serving Hashem.
Right.
It's really a good thing to serve Hashem.
Is one of the 613 La'avod et Hashem b'simcha?
No.
No. It just, if you don't do this, yeah.
Okay, we do have the mitzvah gedol yom b'simcha tamid, but that's not 613. That's from Rabbeinu Nachman, with him Maran. Uh-huh.
No. Okay.
It's a cute thing to say. It's a good thing, but it's not in the sense of, if you don't do it, then Hashem's going to punish you. We're not going
to. So what's the closest mitzvah we have to, like, a positive command to Ivdu et Hashem?
Simcha specifically, so it's always Ivdu Hashem. You have to serve Hashem.
Yeah.
But the way he puts it is Avad Hashem. You have the Hashem Mochech, right?
Oh.
Because Avad Hashem kind of implies the emotion that we associate with Simcha.
Okay.
Right. It's hard to have.
That's included in Avad.
Okay, and that's his point. You know that serving Hashem Me'ava is a good thing, but serving Me Yura is not as good, but it is there too. So you, whatever your other reasons for serving Hashem, they are valid, and they're not gonna, and violating them is not going to lead to the tochacha. Is the Torah?
Okay. Yeah.
We can't take it that nice. Way.
Very nice.
Okay, so should I have simcha?
I'm going to use this. At our Shabbos table.
Okay.
I like the parsing the sentence part. It's like a surprise. Oh, could mean that.
Right. That's another way of looking at the same sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. I will stop here. Have a good night.